We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. I want you to put yourself there. I want you to put yourself there at Golgotha, the place of the skull. Imagine what's going through these people's minds as they're watching this leader that they have followed, that they have witnessed do these miracles, now hanging on the criminal's cross, suffering and dying. We're going to hear from two people tonight. The Bible doesn't talk about much what they said, but we're going to put in what they might have been thinking as they're watching this, unfold, as the final hours and minutes of Jesus' life come to a close. The first person we're going to hear from is the captain of the guard.
Couldn't even keep us from taking his clothes. Where are his followers now? Where are those that laid down palms and clothes as he entered the city? Where are those that celebrate him? The Son of God indeed. Jesus, tell me, where is your God now?
It is.
Christ went to that cross. That's why he was beaten. Picked on. You know, he was beaten down, discouraged, died the criminal's cross. Think about that. Now, imagine if you were one of his disciples. Even though he told you repeatedly, the Son of Man must be turned over and be crucified, they still didn't understand what he meant. Do you remember when he said, "Pretty soon I will be struck down and you will all run away"? And Peter said, "Not me, Lord, not me. I will follow you unto death." Imagine what Peter was thinking as he witnessed Christ laying on that cross, taking his last breaths. What have I done? What have I done? I remember when he looked at me and he said, "Simon, Peter, you are the rock on which I will build my church." And I said to him, "God, I will never leave you no matter what. Even unto death I will not leave you." Yet I denied him with my very lips. I said I never knew him. This was supposed to be my king. Conqueror. What kind of king goes to a cross to die? Where is my king?
It is.
up and join us as we worship God tonight.
There is a fire.
worship team is going to keep playing. If you'd like to have a seat, you can. Just going to talk for just a couple of minutes. I want to talk about it is finished. The last words Jesus spoke on that cross were the words, "It is finished." He was putting down the sacrificial law once and for all. For he was the Lamb of God, the perfect, the Holy One, making the ultimate sacrifice once and for all when he died on that cross. He went to the cross for you and for me. Suffered and died. Like I said, today we look back. We look back to him dying on the cross, but we also look forward. Many people over the years have died for you. There are men and women right now fighting in our armed services who are willing to die for you. The difference between them dying for you and Jesus dying for you is Jesus did not stay dead. 3 days they laid him in that tomb. They thought it was over. The devil thought he had won. On the third day, that stone rolled away and Jesus rose victorious. He defeated death and sin once and for all. Today is Passover. It commemorates when the angel of death passed over the Israelites in Egypt because they had painted the blood on the doorsteps, on their doorposts, pardon me. You realize that Jesus is our Passover? When his blood covers your sins, past, present, and future, you don't have to face the wrath of God. You are now a son and daughter of the King. Jesus had this meal with his disciples. On the night which he was betrayed, he had this meal. After supper, he took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant. It's my blood is shed for you." And he took the bread and he broke it apart. He said, "This is my body broken for you." Like we said earlier, the disciples didn't understand what was about to come, but we looking back, we see now what it was and what that meant. And he said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Drink of the cup, eat of the bread, and remember what I did for you." The worship team's going to keep playing. I want you to reflect on your own life right now. Reflect on where your walk is with Christ. If there is anything you need to unburden yourself tonight, do it tonight. Get right with Christ tonight. If any of you in here have not ever accepted Christ as your Savior, don't put it off. Let Christ be your Passover. He died for your sins on that cross. We do an open communion, which means if you are bought with the blood of Christ, if you are in a personal relationship with Christ, you are welcome to come. Parents, I will let you decide for your children what you think is best. But whenever you are ready, just come up, take of the bread, take of the juice, and let's remember what God did for us. Let's pray. Dearly Father, we love you, and we look back tonight. As you became the ultimate Passover, you died on the cross, but you did not stop there. You rose again. Lord, I pray that you would search us tonight and we would unburden ourselves before you. If we have anything we need to give up to you, let's give it up to you, Lord, and let's come to this table. Let's partake of this communion. And let's remember the ultimate sacrifice you made because you loved us so much. While we were yet enemies of you, you sent your Son to die on the cross for us. We cannot sing worship enough to you. We cannot pray enough to you. We cannot do anything that has ever been enough for what you have done for us already. Lord, we give what's left of this evening back to you, God. be with us here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Please feel free to keep singing along as we keep worshiping, and whenever you're ready, the communion table is open.
Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is light that the shadows can't deny. Your name can Dead
Heavenly Father, how great is your name. How awesome is your name, and how wonderful it is that we can come here and sing your praises. Lord, we are thankful for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. First and foremost, for the blood of Christ that covers our sins, but for the fact we live in a country where we can gather together and praise your name and sing your name without fear. Lord, I pray for everybody here, the ones that the people here I hold so dear that I call my family, Lord. I pray that you would stay with them. I pray blessings on them, Lord. I pray you would reveal your mighty and great hand upon them. I pray for anyone who is sick here, Lord. I pray for healing in Jesus' name, for you are the healer. I pray for anyone who is struggling, Lord, that you would give them the comfort and the peace that only you can bring them. I pray the Holy Spirit would fall upon anyone here who is struggling and show them peace, Lord. I pray for conviction, Lord, in anyone who needs it tonight. May the Holy Spirit fall upon them and convict them and get them back right, Lord. I pray for the city of Medford. I pray for this church and this church family, Lord, that we will be the shining light that this city needs. How many souls tonight, Lord, are lost? How many souls tonight, Lord, have not accepted your gift? How many are not covered by the blood of Christ? How many are one step away from eternity apart from you? I pray you give us boldness to go forth. I pray that you would bring people here. I pray above all that everything we do will bring glory to your awesome name, for how great is your name. I thank you for this time that you allowed us to come here and just worship you and give back to you, Lord. There is not enough hours in the day that we can praise you. But thank God one day we'll be able to come before your throne in all of its glory, lay down our crowns, and just worship you. Lord, keep us safe as we travel home tonight, as we travel back here on Sunday morning to celebrate your resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming out tonight, for seeking after God in worship. Thank you to Sandy and Kevin and to our worship team for putting together an amazing set, leading us. I don't know if you realize how blessed we are with these people. Alexa spends a lot of time searching the Holy Spirit for what the Holy Spirit wants her to put forth. She does not pick songs out of a hat. And they come together, you know, on extra nights to practice so they can lend their talents back to God, and how blessed we are. I hope I will see each and every one of you back Sunday morning as we celebrate Easter Resurrection Sunday. As, like I said, tonight we look back, but we're also looking forward. We look forward to the hope that is Resurrection Sunday. Thank you all very much. Travel safely as it's starting to snow. I will hopefully see you Sunday morning.